As anti-government demonstrators mark yet another day of protest, a smaller crowd is gathered before a store window on Tunis's main Habib Bourguiba Avenue, staring at its contents. More than a dozen books on display that were banned less than 2 weeks ago under former Tunisian strongman Zine El Abidine Ben Ali.
The most wanted books is this one, La Régente de Carthage, which is written by Nicolas Beau, who is a journalist from Le Monde. It's about all the family of the ex-president Ben Ali and his wife and all the exactions they did, all the societies that they had.
Selma Jabez, owner of the Al-Khattab bookstore, describes the literature displayed in the window. Books highly critical of the Ben Ali regime. Even books on the economy and tourism that may have made a passing criticism of the country's government all fell victim to Tunisia's heavy-handed censorship laws. That changed dramatically a week ago when interim Prime Minister Mohamed Khanouchi announced total freedom of the media. That total freedom appears to be in doubt after the interim government shut down a popular television channel Sunday. Still, Tunisians like Jabez assume it means freedom of expression in general.
It's now extraordinary for us, this liberty of expression that we see in Tunisia. We hope it will stay and it will be always like this, because Tunisians are now big enough to think that by themselves, to do by themselves, to read all what they want. That's great.
Jabez is no stranger to media censorship. Her mother opened Al-Khattab half a century ago, and she took it over in 1988, a year after Ben Ali came to power. The former president promised free expression. The reality was censorship. Jabez was forced to get a government license for every book she ordered, licenses that were often denied. More often than not, she was hauled into the Interior Ministry to be reprimanded.
They wanted us to make our own censure, to limit ourselves in our orders. But I never agreed with this.
Books about political Islam were also banned by the country's staunchly secular government. Now, 27-year-old Ismail Sher checks out the shop's literature on Tunisia's once-banned El Nada Islamist Party.
Je veux découvrir les islamistes. Je cherche la vérité. Qu'est-ce qu'il veut?
Sher says he's seeking the truth about the Islamists and whether their thinking fits in Tunisia. 21-year-old university student Miriam Khafala is another shop window gazer. She says there have been always ways to get around Tunisia's censorship laws, including downloading books on the internet.
So even if they say no, we can have those books, but it's about the principle. We want freedom, we want democracy, so we want to have those books, and they have to know this.
Even though Tunisia's caretaker government has vowed free expression, those promises have yet to be translated into law. In principle, Al-Khattab must still get a government license for every book it orders.
La libération de l'importation des livres.
Bien sûr.
Merci, Ashouya. Merci beaucoup.
So bookstore staff like Amel Shahimi are on the street, urging passersby to sign a petition to revoke the license requirements.
Bon, jusqu'à hier, honnêtement, on a eu, bon, moi j'ai laissé, quand je suis partie, vers les 600 signatures. Juste pour la journée
d'hier. So far, Shahimi says, Al-Khattab has gotten 600 signatures. It hopes to get 1,000 before it sends the government its demand for the freedom to order, display, and sell any book it wants. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.